Hey there, party people. Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party! What began as a mutual punishment turned to terror as a grisly murder sours the guilt-packed festival. Left unsolved, this heinous crime could ruin our players' agreement with the Boros captain. Can they stop the culprit in time, or will they celebrate the new year in jail? Find out this week on Encounter Party! The new day brings a new year. As you wearily climb out of bed, you rise to the stirring of the city. Golden sunlight bathes the city in warmth, all none the wiser that such a horrific crime occurred mere hours ago. The new year brings a freshness to the air, one you all would enjoy if not for the sour aftertaste in your mouths. As you don your garments and armor, the Boros sigil flare like manacles over your heart, tethering you once again to the task at hand. Day 2 brings even more fervor, as you notice the more impressive attractions were saved for the back half of the festival. As you shuffle out into the street, would someone please roll me a d6? Ah, you roll a 4. Okay, so the first thing you notice as you step out is there's a parade. Early in the morning, several guilds have gotten together to celebrate the 3rd District part of Ravnica. What you see in the front leading the charge are a couple of Rakdos performers, like some fire dancers, some knife jugglers, some people doing some acrobatics, sort of clearing the crowd, making sure that the procession can move down smoothly. There is a Boros military drum line as part of the parade, one that, Fakara, you're now realizing you've been left out of. There are some Izzet League members who are shooting off some sort of exciting pyrotechnic displays, like homemade fireworks and stuff like that. In a little ways down towards the middle of the procession is a large alms beast, which is an Orzhov beast of burden. It's difficult to kind of explain Orzhov creatures because they have very sort of almost decayed look, gray skin, like they could be dead, or maybe they were dead and they were resurrected.
Ah, thralls.
But in beast form. It's like a kind of grotesque dinosaur homunculus, if that imagery makes any sense. So atop this thing are seats and purchases where several members of the Orzhov Syndicate are seated and they're waving to the crowd. Now the Orzhov are a wealthy guild, okay? So when they get gussied up for an event, they go all out. Now, technically the Orzhov guild colors are black and white, but I would say that their language is gold. Right? There's so much gold decorating this small cluster that it's like a direct challenge to the sun as to who can be shinier. And crawling all over these guys are their thralls, which are these like purple-grayish little pygmies, and they all wear golden masks or half masks, and they're squealing with such a sickening delight that it's hard to imagine why the Orzhov keep these things as pets. And they are just showering coins into the crowd by handfuls, just dumping gold coins into the crowd. Now the crowd, excited by money, they all rush forward, swarming the parade. It spooks an Izzet pyrocaster, whose firework goes off prematurely, spooking the alms beast, and it just begins rampaging through the crowd.
Oh no.
I would not like to put myself directly in its line of path, but I would like to make sure that there's nothing, no one in its line of path.
Okay.
By clearing a path out in front of it.
Give me some sort of intimidation, probably, or persuasion. God,
man,
the Orzhov.
If you'd ask me at any higher level.
Non-natural 20.
A non-natural 20. I don't think it takes much convincing for the people to go, maybe we should GTFO.
Yeah.
This thing is... So the crowd is very sufficiently dissipated, but the people on top of the beast are still in danger, and this thing is crashing into stuff.
Anyone? So is it... It's like... Is it like off running through the... Or is it just more like throwing a tantrum in place?
It's spooked. It's scared. Its tail takes out... That old lady, her stand from the other day, the woman who was exonerated she gets punished.
I walk up to it
for being right.
And I say, calm.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Nice.
Things.
Please, what does it need to roll?
What
is your saving throw?
13.
13. Command?
Yes.
Oh, it just like, and it just kind of stops and stares
and
at you like, whatever this
it.
Is, it's more dangerous than whatever I'm afraid of.
Good boy.
Yes. The beast is sufficiently calm. Several Orzov syndicate members hop down from their perch and rush over to you. And, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well done. I appreciate it. Please take some coinage for your trouble and press into your hand a single Orzov gold piece.
Thank you.
Yes, which you know is bullshit because Orzov coin is only redeemable at Orzov facilities. Would somebody please roll another D6 as you continue your patrol of the festival?
5.
A 5. Ah.
Oh.
Everyone please roll a perception check.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
I'm holding my bag real tight.
Great. That one Orzov coin. I really want to role play as the next cut person who's like, ha ha, aw. It's just like one Orzov coin in there. I love it.
15.
A 15.
23.
Great.
What am I rolling?
Perception.
I rolled 12. Okay. It is
0.
15.
You have a negative perception modifier? You're just like, whoa.
You're like, there are trees.
I rolled a 2.
You are aware of yourself. Barely.
Oh my god, I have hooves. I am a lady minotaur. 13.
A 13. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sorry, Eddie, what did you roll?
15.
And you rolled a 15 as well? Okay. As you guys kind of are looking around the crowd, this issue just happened. You kind of catch something from an alleyway that sort of, if you go straight back into an alley and then that alley bends, you can kind of see something just hanging out from around there on the floor. Ned, what did you roll again?
23.
A 23 is good enough to notice that whatever it is, it's lying in blood.
Oh.
And it is red.
The blood?
The object.
Okay.
The object itself is different red than the blood, is what I meant to
say. Yeah, I got it. It's like, wait, is there non-red blood? Is that a thing I need to start looking for?
I sense
shenanigans. The blood itself is not red.
Oh.
The body is red.
Ooh. Copy, thanks. I'm a head down the alley.
Yes.
Maybe not at a full speed in case there's something down there that might attack me.
Your perception is high enough that there is...
Great.
Eerily quiet.
So that's when the perception would be needed. So anyway, I'm going to go down and I would like to quick investigate, just like quick passive perception, investigate the body. What do I see? Do I recognize?
It's a torso.
It is a torso?
Oh,
armless, legless, headless?
Lord.
Armless, legless, headless.
With not red blood?
In a pool of darkened blood that's just about black.
And the torso is red?
The torso is red.
Like clothed in red or is red?
It is a goblin torso.
Yeah.
You see a goblin torso.
I would like to investigate the torso without disturbing too much of the crime scene.
Give me an investigation or a medicine.
Where's that?
21 on investigation.
Were you at the site to assist Skix when he was being strung up?
No. I was there, but I wasn't one of the people.
But you were present.
I was present.
You have seen
yes.
him.
I was there with Skix.
This is the dismembered body of Skix lying in an alley.
Skix!
Insert cue sad music.
Oh.
Yeah.
You killed Skix.
You rolled on the D6.
So
you put this on me?
Yeah, you did. You just threw that right at Sarah.
You did.
How dare you, Sarah?
You murdered Skix.
Oh my god, I murdered Skix.
Sarah murdered Skix.
So, beyond noticing it's the dismembered body of Skix
yes.
and weeping
yes.
very loudly,
yes.
Is there anything that would suggest a culprit, like, again, a footprint, anything like that? Or is it, again, surgical, clinical, clean?
Surgical, clinical, cleanliness.
Copy. And how wide a radius does the crime scene seem to cover?
It seems to, it covers just enough as the blood could possibly leak out.
Got it. But there's not like a spray.
Nope. It's just oozing like somebody turned on a faucet. Copy. And it just dripped out of the body.
23 for investigation. We got anything else in this alleyway as far as clues, material evidence, aside from the obvious dismembered torso of Skix and an alley full of goblin blood.
Again, eerily clean. Mm. Somebody who very clearly was probably fast enough to not leave any evidence. But this is the second person you have found like this.
We have to consider the possibility that this is a demon.
That's bad.
What we know from the enchantments in place at the leg end is that whatever or whoever did this has structures that can lacerate and remove the parts of a humanoid body almost instantaneously, integrated enough to not trigger the enchantments at leg end.
But we saw that with the biomechanical arm thing. We don't know that it's a demon as much as it could be another construct style appendage.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, the theater! The theater that he works at! We need to go to that theater! Skix works at the theater. We took him to the theater where'd he go? And the Rakdos goes, they perform. Theaters! We need to go to the theater.
But what connection exists between that theater, a murder at a tavern,
the theater
and
is
this dead body?
The only thing we know about this goblin.
That's true. We know more about Skix than we knew about the other guy.
The other guy could have been there.
Investigating Skix can help us learn about the other guy.
It's really the only lead we have.
Quite literally.
Are you heading into the theater row?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So the adventurers very confusedly stumble down the theater row. Not sure what they're looking for, but you do manage to find the theater that you dropped Skix at.
Yeah.
As you march down towards that theater, you happen to notice that the theater across the street is a very vibrant and very exciting looking advertisement that says Fire Circus with a pattern that may be similar to the one that you are holding.
Oh, we need to check the theater across the street.
There looks like there is a bit of a tear on the banner.
Okay.
Did the banner dismember a person?
The banner!
The banner did it!
I think what it is, and this might be a little far-fetched, but what could be is the gentleman torso who was killed could have been at the theater that Skix was at and saw the advertisement across the street and was more interested in going to that one than the theater that Skix was at. And Skix was thinking about going to that theater because that theater is going to have more business. And it's the owner of the theater that Skix was working at.
What's your intelligence modifier?
Zero.
Me too. Good idea.
There is a Rakdos performance banner that says Fire Circus. And there looks like there is a tear in a part of the banner.
Does the piece of cloth fit the banner?
Fit the banner?
Would you like to check?
Yeah, for sure.
So, Brevin, as you produce the piece of black and red checkered cloth and you approach this Rakdos banner, you grab hold of the banner as if to try and match the pieces to see whether or not it came from this. And it does. But in doing so, the banner sort of unfurls a little bit more. And you realize that what you thought said fire, based on the crimpling of the banner, there's actually more to it. And as the banner sort of droops down and unfurls to its full length, it very clearly says Murder Circus.
There's a thing such as
Murder Circus.
It says Murder Circus.
I'm just gonna put this out there.
Oh, this is not good.
This is the kind of thing that should be banned in Ravnica.
That is
the opinion of a Selesnian.
Yes!
Guild Pact.
For those of you whose characters are old enough to remember,
probably.
One of you, in history, you would have heard the tale very recently, within the last 70 years, of when the demon Rakdos reawoke and saved the city from like a massive kaiju attack. The cult of Rakdos is mostly in control of mining and smelting within the world of Ravnica. They also manage a great deal of day labor and cheap labor, on top of also controlling a good portion of the entertainment areas of Ravnica that is sort of balanced with the Orzhov, who controls some of the more seedy aspects, prostitution and the like. The Rakdos are given free rein to have these performances based on the rules of not only the Guild Pact, but also because attendance is voluntary, although it is not unheard of to hear people being kidnapped and forced into these performances. A common trope within the Rakdos is it's not fun in games until someone loses an eye.
I say we check out this murder circus.
I think that's the most metal thing I've ever heard.
Wait, like while it's going or like before it happens?
I mean, like two people have been murdered, so.
I think the circus is happening.
Yeah, there's been some murder.
Yeah.
Maybe by healing the banner, we've made it all stop.
The banner is not healed, it is torn.
Yeah.
Would we like to proceed inside to the murder circus?
Generally speaking, yes. No, but.
Maybe not before we report what we found.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay.
Let's not walk into a murder circus before telling the authorities.
Because here's the other thing. This is protected by the Guild Pact. Mm.
But not murder of other guilds.
If it is true that a Rakdos cultist broke in and murdered someone, not as part of a performance, this could be prosecuted.
Justicar, would you please make an intelligence check with advantage?
18.
Within the boundaries of law, if they did commit a murder outside of their leased property, that is straight up murder. They are not protected by the Guild Pact simply because they're a cult that enjoys murder.
I will not sit idly by while these cultists commit murders around my city.
Allegedly.
Justice will be done.
Nor am I asking you to. The only thing we need to consider is if storming a protected bastion of the Rakdos Guild is a stark violation of the Guild Pact and puts us in even deeper shit.
We are not
with
storming.
With the Boros Legion.
I knock on the door.
It's not a door, it's a cavity. Like, it's opening into the...
Oh. This is a theater.
There's yeah, not we're gonna go see a
there's
show.
There's just an open entryway that you can go in. And inside you can hear...
Murder.
Give me a perception check.
Oh. One.
I rolled an 18.
Hooray!
Nailed it.
Wait, I noticed today.
Great. An 18 with your minus two?
Yeah.
You nat 20'd?
Yeah.
Proud of you.
You nat 20'd?
Yeah.
Great. 16. So it's not very difficult to hear that there is activity going on inside, but it is not a performance. There does not seem to be people in there, any sort of practicing going on. There's a couple of people laughing and joking. There's the sound of some metal, maybe a little bit here or there, but there is no evident performance going on right now.
And now a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com. They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
If we go in and ask that maybe if they're missing any of their performers, might that be a good idea?
I can't see why not. I mean, I can see why not, but I'm here.
Then you hear a very loud scream.
Oh no.
God damn it.
And in we go.
It is the same scream that you heard in the tavern.
She back? Let's go.
A run to it.
As you guys rush in to the circus of murder to try and understand who or what could possibly be repeating this scream. You enter to see a circus ring. There's sand on the floor. There are two red and black spiraled struts that shoot straight up towards the ceiling, over which a tightrope is stretched. Sitting and working in the middle of this ring are a couple of Rakdos performers, each specializing in different details. One of them is breathing fire, one of them is juggling knives, the other one is doing some sort of chain escape trick. A quick glance around after being immediately surprised by this Rakdos setting, you can see what looks to be the tied-up form of Lazia dangling from some sort of contraption over a massive vat that is at least glowing enough to make her frightened to be hanging there. Above her is a platform of which stands a harlequin in Rakdos colors with his hands outstretched with two wooden crosses that you would carry in as marionettes. And he kind of sees you and goes, "Welcome to the show, boys and girls. Please meet today's prize performers." And sort of magically, seemingly out of behind him, these two marionettes sort of dance out in front of them. These marionettes are all limbs and no torso. They are one male, one goblin, just dangling limbs in the rough shapes of these humans as he sort of can magically manipulate them outward away from his body.
Skixno!
Let's roll initiative!
As you guys saddle up for this fight that is about to begin, anyone with an earshot can clearly hear this sort of very strange, loud, mechanical click. And you see Elasia drop just a little bit of space.
I thought it was the arm.
And the marionette is like... There are three circus performers in front of you. One is juggling knives, one is holding a torch, and one is now spinning chains.
Was it clear where the click came from?
Behind. So outside of the ring is still kind of in dark. It's sort of overlit.
Right.
Like, boom, boom, welcome to the show.
Right.
So wherever that mechanism is, it is behind that platform and that vat.
Got it, thanks.
We ready?
I'm ready.
First up, Xenia.
Okay, I
will say that the
is it clear how far she fell? Like, does it feel like there's a time limit we can easily discern?
Yeah.
Like 10 clicks till she's in the vat? Is there like any kind of, you know what I mean?
Based on the judgment that you have seen her fall, I would say that she fell about 25% of the distance she was in between.
So we're talking like a potential 4 clicks if it were to go all the way.
Okay, I cast Chill Touch at the Harlequin guy.
Now, do you need to be in range?
It's 120 feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 15.
Okay. A 15 does hit.
Okay, for 6 points of necrotic damage.
For 6 points of necrotic damage, you are throwing this spell.
Yeah.
You can see that as you throw the spell, the way that his marionettes seem to be sort of dancing is one of the marionettes almost just sort of like voluntarily like, ooh, kind of throws itself in the way and takes the spell full on. And the Harlequin is very quickly like, oh shit, like this was going to be sweet. I was just going to sacrifice this, but oh, if they keep throwing spells like this, I'm not very happy about
it.
Okay, okay. Fikara.
So, yeah, I guess I'll just straight up tackle the person in front of me who was, I think, the fire guy.
Is the fire guy.
Okay. Ooh, that is a 25.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. That's 8.
You stab him with the horns for 8 damage. Okay. He's a bit non-sussed, but he's laughing. You full-on stab him with your horns, and he seems to think of it as a joke.
Okay.
Murder circus.
Brevin, you are up.
Okay, well, I am going to run actually to the exact same attacker.
Okay.
I am then going to, yeah, right, just attacking that same attacker. I'm going to longsword attack on that same person.
Yes, please. He looks at you. Oh, you as well.
23.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And 3.
3 damage.
I'm then going to action surge. And I'm going to... We can take one additional action, right?
Yes.
So then I would like to dash to the platform.
Okay. You will receive an attack of opportunity.
I know.
Yes. So, you will get attacked by this gem. 15?
18 is the armor class.
18 is the armor class. He misses. He kind of has like a weird trumpet horn thing anyway, so he's like,
I want that face enshrined.
It's poked in the teeth. With the
glad
mouthpiece.
To see you're getting into it.
They're up. So,
he's at the platform?
I'm now on the platform.
Well, he's at the stairs in front of the marionettes. So, the first thing that lines up is this trumpeter, this fire breather that you have kind of ignored, kind of turns to you and is like, great, almost as if he doesn't need to deal with you, and then turns directly to you and says, how about a hot kiss? And just blows through this horn and just fire everywhere.
No barbecue joke? I'm disappointed.
It is actually a 30-foot cone, so it will hit everyone, I believe.
Except me.
Everybody within the cone make a DC 13 dexterity throw. Please.
I made it.
22.
19.
Ooh, 22. Not 20.
So you all made it?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Then you get half damage.
Half damage.
You each take 3 points of fire damage.
Rude.
The knife thrower looks at you three in the back and decides maybe you need to come in and be a part of the show. So the knife thrower has 3 daggers, which he is going to throw one at each of you.
Do they come back to him, or is it at least he's now disarmed?
He's got like a ton of them on his
He's
body.
Like a bolero of daggers.
Yes. So,
Mandalier was the word.
Andrew
I was going
with Lorzach is a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Xenia is a 14.
Damn it, yep.
And Lennox, Eddie, is a 3.
18.
Is a 3. So, for those of you who took damage, let's see here. Andrew will take 4 piercing damage. And Xenia, you will take 2 piercing damage.
Great, okay.
And then the third performer, who's been juggling his chains, kind of stares you down, Fakara, and goes, I want to keep you for myself, and just whips both of these chains at you. He has a multi-attack, which he will attack you twice.
Okay.
He is going to move 1 space forward, but no more, because he has a reach of 10 feet. And then he is going to, as these chains sort of come towards you, you notice that, there's like razor blades on these chains. Like they're actually chain link razor blades.
Barbed wire. Lovely.
Not barbed wire, like linked together razor blades.
Oh shit.
Yes. The first one is a 10, the second one is an 8. He's probably the least skilled of the people in the room now. Lorzach, you're up, my friend.
Lorzach is going to move up to these other folks. Is going to activate his spores, and as a bonus action is going to cast Healing Word on Fakara. And Fakara is going to heal 7 hit points.
Okay, so the Harlequin dances his 2 marionettes, and they sort of dance at you, Brevin.
Yep.
The marionettes sort of dance at you and cackle as through Skix's mouth, the Harlequin's voice comes out and just sort of giggles in that very pathetic goblin voice that you heard him have and just says,
no, you're never going to save her in time.
Please make a wisdom saving throw.
That's not great for me.
As you have been mocked viciously.
Fucking asshole. Oh, we're doing fine here. It's a 21.
Yes. Nice. Okay, so you are completely fine by that. But what you do see also after that spell cast is another marionette surprisingly appears directly to his right that looks to be the limbs of what possibly could be some sort of Orzhov syndicate member.
Quick perception check. Is that being controlled by someone other than the Harlequin?
You can make an investigation check on your turn.
Okay.
Lennox, you are up.
Lennox steps into the room and casts Guiding Bolt.
Guiding Bolt.
At asshole controlling the marionettes.
Okay.
Fumble!
Uh-oh. He kind of giggles at you.
Someone needs a little bit of practice.
So after you have missed your guiding bolt and the Harlequin is mocking you sarcastically, you see Alesia click.
Another 25%.
She has dropped about a third of the distance that she was from there to the vent. Top of the order, Xenia.
I cast False Life on myself.
Okay.
For an additional 8 temporary hit points.
And that gets you temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm. I'm up to 13.
Great. You are up to 13. Would you like to move for any reason?
No.
Okay. Fikara, you are up.
All right. I'm going to attack.
Yes.
And Bardic Inspiration, giving it to Brevin.
Okay.
Rolled an 18. So yes. It's like a 24.
Your attack lands.
Yes.
Please roll damage with your mace.
Going to, yes. Sorry.
Yes.
It's going to be 9.
Great.
Nice.
And then Bardic Inspiration to Brevin.
9 damage. Looks like it's just about to put this guy down. Okay. Like he's like, again, you keep making these attacks that you're surprised, like, don't immediately kill this person. And maybe with just a touch more experience under your belt, you might be able to close this a turn early.
Right.
Brevin, you are sufficiently inspired. What would you like to do?
I am going to, this is what my turn is going to be in all.
Okay.
I'm going to rush past the marionettes. Okay. I'm going to use the longsword to go after one of the hands holding a cross.
Okay. Based on the narrowness of the stairs, only one of them will get an attack on you.
Okay.
Which will be the Skix.
Sure.
Marionette. So if you would like to move past them into the space where you can attack the
yes,
Harlequin.
That's exactly what I would like to do.
Skix will make an attack on you.
Great.
A 15.
18 is my armor.
18 is too high for that tiny little dismembered goblin. So you move past him up the stairs.
Yes.
You now find yourself face to face
with the Harlequin.
With the Harlequin.
And rather than going directly for the Harlequin, I want to go for the marionette thing.
In his hand?
Yeah. The thing controlling the creations.
Are in his hand.
Yes, I would like to use my sword to try and take that hand off.
Okay, so you have two options. The marionettes are clearly determined by size.
Right.
So as you're facing him, his right hand to your left would be controlling the goblin Skix. And then his opposite hand will be controlling the man who you know nothing about.
The man would suggest to me to be a stronger, so I would go for the man.
Okay, please make a strength roll.
With Bardic Inspiration?
With Bardic Inspiration.
So that is a 26.
Oh, for the love of, good. You manage to sort of dodge in, give a flick of your wrist with the sword, you whack his hand, and he kind of loses the cross immediately as it leaves his hand. The marionette of the man who you do not know just crumples into the sand.
Great.
It is now the cultists' turns.
Which ones?
Ah, they're all going to act. Which does it matter?
The flamethrower and the chain man.
Yes.
Both get to make constitution saving throws.
Okay. We can start with them. That's fine. The chain guy is a 9, and the fire guy is a 4. You'd think Rakdos cult members would have higher constitution. Are you giggling
yes.
into the mic while
he
I'm complaining?
He is giggling into the mic, yes. That's exactly what is happening
yes,
at this
please.
Table right
they
now.
They both take 6 necrotic damage.
Oh, for real? Well, that fire breather is dead. He is just dead.
The murder circus.
The crowd go wild.
The chain
Yay!
Wielder, who is a little upset. So, what is this ability that we're using? What is it?
Halo of Spores.
Halo of Spores. So they kind of get geared up, ready to do another strike, and just a cloud kind of waves over them, and you see them kind of breathe in and get kind of dizzy, like a murdered cave troll, and the fire guy takes a big breath as if to try and breathe some more fire at you guys, but it's just not going to come out. And as this breath just sort of chokes inside his cavity, he just and then just falls down to the floor as little wisps of pollen leak from his orifice.
Does that affect me too?
The blade wielder or the chain wielder is clearly put off by whatever this is and goes,
I'll show you now with my whips.
And then kind of whips them around very violently. He seems less confident than before because that first attack, everyone in the circus is doing so well, but he kind of came up short. So he is going to swing both of his whips at you, Andrew. The first one is going to be an 11, and the next one is going to be a 5. This dude sucks so much,
yes.
And he does, like, the most damage. He's just...
Love you, boo-boo.
No, I failed my teachers.
I'm sorry. Are you feeling woozy?
Oh, now I'm creeped out. Okay. The knife wielder, though, is pretty upset at the three of you up there in the front. So one attack is going to go to Fikara, which is an 8. And then two other blades are going to come at you, Lorzach. This one is a 2 and a 4. Great! Challenging combat, everybody. Please,
metal.
Please continue.
I like Lorzach, your dice.
It is actually your turn, so.
Lorzach takes both blades to the flailing knifeman. I'm sorry, chainman. Does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
He says exasperated.
These guys, like, the Rakdos don't wear armor.
They want to die.
Yeah, no, they're like giggling every time they get hit. Although spores are not funny to them. Getting stabbed and cut and stuff is fine, but the spores are not enjoyable.
19 damage.
Yes! Oh,
for the love of everything. All right, how does it happen?
He catches the chain link with his dagger, flips it around so that the razor blade wraps around his head. And you get to watch the filaments start growing in between and spreading out of the lacerations in his skull before he pulls and splits his cranium in two.
Yes!
Oh my god.
God, that's pretty.
Awesome. Okay,
Landry,
so.
I learned more about you.
The Harlequin is now looking directly at you and is, Brevin, and is starting to lose enjoyment in this performer. And he's like, no, no, no. You're not playing correctly. Be gone back to the seats. And he kind of puts a hand up and gives a big flash of sort of red light that emanates from his hand. Please give me a charisma saving throw.
Charisma save?
Everyone?
Just Ned.
Oh. What is my charisma?
No, you're okay.
18.
An 18. Man, you're rolling like crazy. Whatever
I know,
he tried to
day.
Do, you are a man on a mission. Yes. And he says, crap.
And he says, crap.
No, no, no. Why won't you listen? You're just ruining the fun.
Lennox, you are up.
I run up to this abomination and I bring down my mace.
On
its head.
On Skix the Marionette.
Yes.
Oh no.
That's plus.
This was a really aggressive play that got less confident.
Plus 5.
Plus 5.
Yeah.
So it's 12.
It's plus 5. I don't know what the actual number is.
Oh, I rolled a 7, yeah.
You rolled a 7. Oh. A 12 hits.
Nice.
Barely hits.
4 points of damage.
Well, it is sort of just a collection of limbs.
Right.
So as you kind of bring your, even though the determination is there, even though you're like, I'm going to free you from this horrible fate, my little goblin, you kind of come down and swing, but it's just kind of limbs that just sort of part ways and just sort of flop around.
You get a little less confident when Squick looks you directly in the eye and one little tear just comes out of his little dismembered goblin face.
No, the head is there, but he is dead.
Oh, the head is there.
He is dead. There is no.
It was a fake
tear. There is no emotion. As you see this, yes, sir.
Undead?
Are they undead? No, they are.
Constructs?
They are animated limbs. They are the limbs of these people that are now being flopped around like marionettes. After your less than effective swing of your mace, you see Alasia tick down a mere half the distance from where she was to this vat. And you're quite confident if something isn't done immediately,
I look around.
There's not gonna be anything to retrieve.
Like a lever or
the contraption is attached to the top of the platform. There is a chain suspending her that goes up somewhere towards the roof of the theater.
Where he's standing?
It goes up towards where the roof of the theater is and winches back down to a contraption directly behind her up on the platform that is now sort of being straddled by that Orzov marionette.
Like right here?
Yes. Mm. Top of the order, Xenia.
I cast Chaos Bolt, aiming for the, his hand, the motherfucker's hand.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, please, 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 please. So that is, 19.
Yes.
Please
roll a d20.
Well, I already rolled, that was my d20.
I know, please roll another,
another?
d20.
Oh! That would be an 18.
Okay, you are well in control of your magic for this round.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. So I'm aiming for that. I did it. So I get 2d8. So my first one was number.
So just to be clear.
Yes.
Targeting an attack with a spell is not possible.
Oh, okay.
So if you grapple a character or making like a weapon strike,
mm-hmm.
you must have an opposing strength check in order to disarm. So whatever you're doing must be a strength based action.
Oh, I can't aim a spell at a specific
point.
No, but
you can just like light him up.
Then I'll just light him up, please.
Like,
okay.
It's not. You can't just kill him as an option.
I would like to light him up. So my first number was, it's only 2 points of damage, but it's fire.
That's fine. So you hit him.
Sorry, that's 13 points of damage.
Is it?
Yeah, 2d8 plus 1d6. You rolled 13 points of damage.
I thought the d8 was just me getting to pick.
No, you just choose.
Oh, fantastic.
So she rolls.
So that was 13.
Quite good.
Yeah. Yes, that's gorgeous. Okay, yes. So 13. Thank
yes.
you, everyone.
Yes,
so
for that's
your
a
patience.
Lot different.
Yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes,
yes,
thank you.
So you light him up with a great deal of fire, and he starts immolating, kind of. There's rules about catching fire. Mm. But he certainly takes a big wave of fire. And he seems to shower in it. He's like, yes, finally, someone is enjoying the show. It is clearly damaging to him,
but he doesn't.
They're crazy. He seems to be enjoying it.
And much as Landry was confused about the damage, Xenia was a little bit like, great, look at what I did.
Vikara.
Okay, I'm going up to the... So I'm walking up to the vat, and you know, I'm just gonna thunderclap.
Fuck.
Sorry, guys.
Let's do it.
Interesting.
Because.
And if they fail, they get pushed, right?
Yeah, if they fail, they get pushed.
They take damage either way, but if they fail, they get pushed 10 feet?
I'm sorry. It's thunder wave, not thunderclap. So, wave of thunder's force.
I'm sorry. I am assuming you meant thunder wave.
Yes.
You want to attack them, and
correct.
If they fail their rolls, they get pushed.
Correct.
Away.
Correct.
Love it.
All right. It's constitution saving throw.
On me too?
On everybody.
Each creature within a 15-foot cube originating from you.
I'm definitely in there.
Well,
yeah, everybody
let's
except
see.
Lennox over here.
What's and the what's the number?
In the back.
The con save is 13.
So, you unleash this wave of thunder in desperation. Gotta save this woman. And the thunder reaches out and slams into the Harlequin, but it also catches your companion, Brevin, full on in the side. The two of them get thrown off the back of the platform, and you hear them land with a thud, but they're both behind there somewhere. You see the dangling marionette of Skix, damaged slightly, but is still kind of dangling there, but it doesn't look like it's physically obtruding anything. The marionette of the Orzov syndicate member, who is currently sort of like at the contraption, has not moved, reacted at all. It's still just wiggling and jiggling.
Sorry, Brevin.
Brevin.
Sorry.
You're prone.
Yeah, I'm definitely prone. So I was going to try and do something to help, what's her name? But I am no longer in a capacity to do so. So I am going to do the old action movie roll and stab. If we're both on the ground behind the platform, I'm going immediately for the jugular.
You are just right on him.
Yeah. So yes. I am straight attack while he's...
With advantage.
Prone on him.
Yep.
It was a 21 and a 18.
So 21.
Both are good. Choose the one you like.
I like a 21. Feels nice in my mouth to say. It is a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
So, please describe this horrible mangled grapple as this guy goes down.
So, we get blown off the back of a stage, and it doesn't feel great. We land in the sand, and we're both sort of like recovering, and I realize that my sword is right at my hand. I grab it, and I roll over, and I put one arm in his chest, and I shove the entire thing through his head, digging into the sand on the far side.
So as you kind of shove the knife into you, he's still looking at you and laughing and giggling as it goes in and just goes,
what a finale.
And then just sort of like dies in your hand. You guys at the front of the platform do not see what's going on, but you do suddenly see the marionette of Skix just sort of fall to the floor. And the marionette of the Orzov Syndicate member just sort of dissipates into nothing. It was simply an illusion. There is the dagger thrower, who is still at the end of it, who goes, Fat lady hasn't sung yet, folks. And kind of shing, 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 brings out some daggers. He is going to throw them at Fikara.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ching, ching, ching.
Hold on a second. Let me get my surprised cow face.
As opposed to your surprised human face.
Yeah. An 18, a 19, and a 21.
Well, gee, I think all those are going to hit.
All of those hit?
Yeah.
Let's get ready.
Gosh, dang it all day.
Yeah, he really was like, oh, now that you're not paying attention.
Oh, God.
So, you will take a total of 9 piercing damage.
Could have been worse.
Daggers aren't throwing knives, aren't
How you doing?
Super dangerous.
I'm at half. So, you know.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Lorzach, you have a turn.
And Lorzach moves 25 feet to stop the contraption in its tracks and do his best to fish.
Please make an intelligence check or a save or a strength check, whichever one you would prefer to do.
That'll be an intelligence check, folks. In which I am proficient. Hell yeah, buddy. 10.
A 10. You can clearly identify that this is a simple lever. It is not hard. The
cool,
Rakdos.
Cool guys.
The Rakdos, I would say a 10 or above, you're pretty okay. Like, they're not known for being clever. It is really just a simple winch.
Cease it from cranking down any further.
Great. As you grab it, you do manage to activate the winch, but you do take 7 piercing damage from razor blades that were hidden in the handle.
Seriously rude.
It would have been great if somebody was close to 0 hit points as kind of a last giggle. So, the winch has stopped. Elasia is dangling, still screaming.
Sure.
At you.
Why is the dagger thrower didn't try and take down
You
the
guys
rope?
Can see Brevin sort of getting up from the back and can kind of ascertain with some of the blood on his face that...
It's real gross.
I got him.
Is it possible to take a bonus action to reach out?
And
touch Faye?
Yes. As you guys clearly kind of managed to salvage this situation, the final Rakdos performer has somehow managed to dissipate into the shadows. And you can hear a giggling that just sort of persists.
Summon a bitch.
He's not a major threat. He's clearly simply just a performer. The Harlequin was obviously the person orchestrating this. But you have managed to save Elasia from a bubbly, watery death. As you bring her down, you guys get a chance to collect yourselves, except it isn't long, once again, until the Boros Legionnaires show up to investigate.
Wojak officers storm the theater. They all have their swords drawn, and you guys are held at blade point as they start demanding explanations for whatever the hell just happened here. You see the 2 Wojak officers from last night's murder scene are among them, and you hear that all too familiar sigh of disappointment that is starting to follow you guys wherever you go this weekend. There is nothing like the professional courtesy that Joe gave you after your tavern brawl. In fact, the Wojak are a rather mean-spirited bunch. Xenia, the Wojak officer, the female from last night who was talking to Elasia with you, sees you right away. And the moment she spots you, she storms over to you, grabs you, puts you in manacles, and you are led away from the rest of the group for reasons I'm sure you understand based on the note I gave you. As for the rest of you, you see your Izzet companion just sort of taken away, 0 explanation. And you are practically pushed all the way back to the barracks to be confronted once again by Captain Farlan. Captain Farlan is even more distressed than you saw 2 days ago as the final hours of the festival draw to a close. He is just leering at you from under his brow and takes every other breath to try and figure out whether or not he should just string you up from the palisades.
I cannot believe how stupid of an idea this was. I have several dead Rakdos. I have an Izzet mage in custody. I have this Elasia woman who has been kidnapped. And now I have 2 disfigured and dismembered corpses. Why exactly should I be happy about this?
Because there aren't 4?
He gives you a really dirty look. I was not aware this Lesnia had such a smart mouth.
They don't like me much for that.
Would someone, by the angel's grace, explain to me why you marched into Arachno Circus and murdered the lot of them?
We discovered a dead body outside and heard a loud scream coming from inside.
And what about the man from the tavern?
We found the rest of his parts inside the circus.
And the person who screamed was the same woman who screamed when the first torso was discovered.
I see. Well, this is a complicated matter. Still, it seems as if you did spend a great deal of effort trying to do what it is we agreed on. I, however, am in a difficult position. I'm embarrassed to say I'm unable to keep up my end of the bargain. You see, the Azorius are on their way here. They caught word that one of their own is involved in this mess. I suspect they mean you, Jessica. They will have authority once they arrive here, and I will not be able to protect you from what is about to happen.
And his sentence kind of cuts off halfway through as he stares past you deep into the barracks. And you hear a little bit of a commotion happening towards the door. And you see Farland's eyes widen just a second before resetting into a stern gaze. And he speaks to you, but not at you, as he says,
"In fact, it looks like it's too late for you even now. Because that is the Azorius Maze Runner." On the next Encounter Party, the Azorius authorities have entered the ring, taking an interest in the recent murders. Is Lennox Brightburn to blame? Will the courts be easier to manage than the military? And who is this mysterious maze runner? Find out on the next Encounter Party!
Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
Good evening. This is Lozach Rot Speaker. You know, most people throughout history are dead. And someday, you will be too. Or will you? Find out by joining the Golgari Swarm and find your secret to a life everlasting. Join our Facebook discussion group for all the behind-the-scenes looks at what's happening with Encounter Party. Find us on Twitter and Instagram as well. For news and updates, go to encounterparty.com. And let's keep this party going.